CliffCentral.com. Cryptocurrency is a new and exciting chapter in the history of money, and it's pretty easy to get caught up in the hype. But like any investment, it's important to know what you're getting into. We've come to Luno HQ in Cape Town, where Luno Africa's GM, Marius Reitz, has some best practice tips, whether you're new to Bitcoin or an experienced trader.
Firstly, if you're new to cryptocurrency, welcome. From uncertainty to the underlying technology to ensuring you don't lose money to scammers, etc., I recommend you to take your time with Bitcoin and read up. There's a wealth of resources available online, but the best advice we can give you really is to do your own research and use your own judgment at the end. So if you're planning to invest in cryptocurrency, there are a couple of important things you should be aware of. Firstly, the price can change in moments, and it is guaranteed to go down also. This is normal and is something that you should be aware of before making your first purchase. And we recommend you to start small by buying 10 or 20 rands worth of cryptocurrency on Luno first, and then sort of learn that way and learn slowly. Also important is don't spend more than you can afford to lose, and have a clear plan. Don't let emotions get to you. Probably one of the best ways for you to bypass emotions is to follow an approach called dollar cost averaging. Basically, what it does is it helps you to protect against price fluctuations. And that is by buying fixed amounts of Bitcoin on a regular schedule, regardless of the price. That takes away the fear and emotions out of investing because you're focused on a long-term strategy. Gains won't be guaranteed still, but the whole idea here is to take the emotions out of investing and to have a long-term view. And then I think just to close, no investment strategy is foolproof. I recommend people to start small, buy the cryptocurrency on Luno, and first learn to trust the platform, first figure out how to deposit funds, how to do your first transaction, and learn more about the risks before you decide to commit more funds. Very importantly, investment starts with education. So if you decide to take the first step and buy your first cryptocurrency, whether that's one Bitcoin or whether that's a fraction of a Bitcoin, you can do that in two ways on Luno. So firstly, you deposit rands into your Luno wallet. We will then allocate that rands to your Luno wallet, and then you'll be able to buy Bitcoin on Luno in one of two ways. So the first option is Luno's instant buy option, which is the easier option. You say you have 100 rands, I want to buy Bitcoin, we quote you, and the transaction is complete. And the second option is for the more advanced and probably more tech-savvy traders, and that is the Luno Exchange, where you can see the full order book, all the bids and all the ask orders on the exchange. So that is people wanting to buy and people wanting to sell at very specific prices. On the exchange, you can then place your orders. So if you don't want to buy Bitcoin at, let's say, 120,000 Rand, you want to buy Bitcoin at 110,000 Rand because you expect the price to drop over the next week or over the next month, you can place your order on the exchange. And when someone is willing to sell Bitcoin to you at 110,000 Rand, then your trade will be executed. So the downside there is there's a time delay, so your transaction or your trade won't be executed immediately. But the upside is that you will buy Bitcoin at your preferred rate. Similar on the sell side, if you want to sell Bitcoin or if you anticipate the price to increase over the short run, you can place your sell order on the exchange at 120,000 Rand, for example, even though the market price is 100,000 Rand, for example. And when the price increases and someone's willing to buy at your price, then your order will be executed. There are also more advanced graphs. So there's a candlestick graph. Stock traders will be familiar with that. There's a line graph. Then there's also a volume graph. So that graph, you can see the amount of Bitcoin that's available on the buy and on the sell side on the Luno Exchange. Also worth noting is that we have a different fee structure on the Luno Exchange. So if you're a market maker, so if you place your order on the exchange to buy or sell at a specific price and you're willing to wait for someone else to trade against you, then you will incur 0% fee. If you're a market taker, so if you trade on the exchange and you see someone is willing to buy or sell at a specific price and you say, okay, let me take that price, I'm not willing to wait, then you pay a fee that varies between 0.5 and 1%. So trading on the Luno Exchange gives you more options, more freedom. You can buy or sell at your preferred rate, and you also have more options on the pricing perspective. We've also recently implemented TradingView graphs, where you can see long-term trends, you can draw trend lines, you can work out monthly averages and average lines and etc. So the exchange is more suited to traders and to people wanting to have more options when buying and selling.
Decrypto is everything you need to know about buying, trading and spending cryptocurrency. Brought to you by Luno, only on CliffCentral.com. CliffCentral.com.